KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. We're at 16 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In state news, MidAmerican Energy says it plans to spend $1 billion updating more than 700 older wind turbines across Iowa. The turbines will be retrofitted with newer, more efficient components, including longer blades to extend their lifespans, an estimated 20 years. The company says each upgraded turbine will annually net between 19 and 28% more energy. The project is beginning with MidAmerican's first three wind farms built in 2004 in northern Iowa. Construction crews will often work overnight when the winds die down. Work stops when the winds exceed 20 miles per hour. The Atlantic Police Department says late Wednesday night a man was arrested on numerous charges after an incident in the 200 block of West 3rd Street. Authorities say 18-year-old Travis Osborne of Atlantic was the driver of a vehicle that was traveling west on 3rd Street at around 9:52 p.m. After a passenger exited the vehicle and tried to stop Osborne, Osborne continued driving and struck the unidentified passenger before his vehicle hit a parked vehicle that was registered to Terry Madden of Altoona. That caused $3,500 damage altogether. The person who was hit by Osborne's vehicle reported non-life-threatening injuries. Travis Osborne was arrested for theft in the second degree for possession of a stolen vehicle, assault while participating in a felony, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while suspended, and OWI first offense, and he was booked into the Cass County Jail. Governor Kim Reynolds announced appointments yesterday to Iowa's boards and commissions. The appointees are unpaid and are subject to Senate confirmation. In the KJAN listening area, the following persons were appointed to a respective board or commission. Workforce Development Board, that will include Becky Jacobson of Denison and Richard Boone of Sioux City. School Budget Review Committee, Martha Bruckner of Council Bluffs was nominated. And for the Board of Nursing, Sue Putnam of Griswold. A Western Iowa businessman and farmer has been nominated to serve on a three-member federal board that oversees the Farm Credit Administration. Glenn Smith of Atlantic testified before the U.S. Senate Ag Committee on Thursday.
I'm truly humbled by the honor of this nomination, but also quite sobered by the huge responsibility, if confirmed, of having a role of ensuring that American agriculture continues to have a source for reliable, secure credit, which happens to be the mission of Farm Credit.
The Smith founded Smith Land Service Company in 1982. The firm manages farms and is a farm brokerage. He and his family also raise corn and soybeans on about 2,000 acres.
As an active farmer, ag businessman, and even dating back to my ag finance days at Iowa State University, I've understood the important role of the Farm Credit Administration in setting policy, examining and regulating our nation's largest long-term agricultural lender, the Farm Credit System. The health of American agriculture is critically dependent upon a healthy, viable Farm Credit System. Credit is truly the lifeblood of agriculture.
Smith told senators that he has a keen sense of boom and bust cycle since he lived through the soaring ag economy of the 1970s, followed by the farm crisis of the 1980s.
We can't afford to lose a generation of agriculturalists like we did in the 80s. I've always considered myself to be an optimist. As a farmer, you take on the weather, you take on pests, you take on the markets, and you have to be an optimist to survive. However, I do have to confess that I am very concerned about the current agricultural outlook.
Smith said the Farm Credit System can play a key role in supporting young farmers who are most vulnerable to financial fluctuations.
Land is typically the dominant asset on a farmer's balance sheet. In the Midwest alone, we've seen a 15 to 20% erosion in land values over the last several years. Now, I believe we're a long ways away from crisis management, as experienced in the 80s. However, out of love for this wonderful industry, I would be a strong advocate for caution in the Farm Credit System.
If confirmed by the U.S. Senate as expected, Smith will move to Washington because the position is a full-time job. The Farm Credit System currently is managing more than $250 billion in loans. Fewer than 1% of those loans are 90 days past due or in default. In the funeral announcements, Daryl Monk, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Daryl Monk will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangement. Gary Ross Brewer, age 80, of Greenfield, died November 1st in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Funeral services for Gary Brewer will be today at 1 o'clock at the Shelby United Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Francis Madden, age 69, of Underwood, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Francis Madsen will be today at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. John Jack Fugel, age 86, of Stewart, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jack Fugel will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Paul Knutson, age 66, of Exira, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Knutson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Edna Popesel, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Edna Popesel will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Betty Sleister, age 94, formerly of Manila, died Sunday in Lake Mills. Funeral services for Betty Sleister will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Julie Bissell Tupker, age 65, formerly of Cumberland, died November 1st in Texas. A celebration of life for Julie Tupker will be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Brosh Chapel and Eva Center in Cedar Rapids. Joyce Moore, age 81, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Joyce Moore will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Sharon Elaine Sherry Dobernecker, age 79, of Griswold, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Sherry Dobernecker will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Elaine Christensen, age 88, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elaine Christensen will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Leona Petty, age 101, who's formerly of Adair, died October 30th. Funeral services for Leona Petty on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Ankeny. And Ed Carl, age 57, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in a farm accident. Funeral services for Ed Carl are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.